The Mishnah in Avodah Zarah and Daf Lamed Hey says that Cholov Shechol Bo Akum Ve'en Yisur Ve'ehu is Osa. That milk was milked by a goy, and there's no Jew who's supervising seeing, so that milk is Osa. And the reason it's Osa, it's a chash that he could milk non-kosher species, Cholov of a min tame, and therefore they asur. And here there's a halach l'maisa, as Mana said, there's a big machlok sachleim about this. Moshe Feinstein was of the opinion that the milk is mutter in America and other countries that have regulations or laws related to that the milk has to be come from a cow, a regular kosher cow, that it's mutter, and therefore Moshe held the milk, what Moshe writes in his tshuvas called chol of ha-companies, is mutter. Because we can assume that it's kosher, coming from a kosher species, because people wouldn't violate the government regulations, and chav islay that we found out, and therefore Rav Moshe was matir such milk. There's another tzad heter, which different than Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is basically saying that this with government regulations, the equivalent is Yisora Ehu, but the Pichodesh in his Chuvas gives it a different answer. A different side heter. The Pichodesh was the opinion that if Ein Be'edro Tomei, he doesn't have non-kosher species within his, you know, within his herd, or that Chol of Tomei is Ola B'yoka, is much more expensive than kosher milk, then that's mutter also, because a person, there's no chash, because a person is not going to use Chol of, let's say, from a camel or something else, which is more expensive. As opposed to regular milk. And the Pichodesh writes that this is only that this was not Omdul Aminyan. It wasn't a specific gzera. It's just a chash, and therefore if there's no chash, so it's mutter. The one who was choylik on this Pichodesh was the Chassam Sofer, and he says that it was based on the Rashi that he thought it was Omdul Aminyan. The interesting is that the Chazan Ish in your day in Siman Mem Aleph also thought that, like the Pri Chodosh, and he thought that the Chassam Sofer's reading of the Rashi was not mutter at all. And Ikudin, the Chazan Ish held that it was mutter, that Chol of Akum is only Chash, not Omdul Aminyan. Just why the Tosis held like the Pichodesh is because Tosis in Avodah Zarah says that if you look in Tosis Divrei Masel Mishum Nikur, Tosis seems to be of the opinion that it's own, like the Pichodesh, and the why I think from Tosis is because Tosis asks, why do you need a separate gzera of Chol of Yisrael? It should have been osa because it should be osa mishum gilui, because all liquids, if they're left uncovered, were choshes that maybe nechoshim v'akravim put in their arson or their poison into it, and therefore you're not allowed to drink mayim megulim. And Tosis says, why do you need a separate gzeirah chol of akum, which should be also as mayim megulim? And we know that Tosis is the opinion. Tosis in Lamed Hei, Rabbi Natam said that nowadays we don't worry about mayim megulim because we don't have nechashim v'akrabim, scorpions and snakes that we have in our houses. So therefore, since there's no chash, there's no isa. But because Tosis held that mayim megulim wasn't a gzeirah, it was only a chash. So if the reason is gone and the chash is eliminated, there's no isur. So what's Tosis kasha from chol of akum? Chol of akum wasn't a chash; it was a gzeirah. So you see from Tosis' question that Tosis thought that chol of akum was also only a chash, like the pichodosh. And therefore nowadays it wouldn't apply because chol of behemoth tmei of different kinds is much more expensive, and also we don't locally have them, so it should be mutter for that reason as well. And it's interesting to note that the that the Chazon Ish in his Tshuvos in Mem Aleph holds like this Prichodesh, as I mentioned. And Rav Vosner writes in his Tshuvos in Shevet HaLevi that he actually, Chazon Ish has this printed in the Tshuva, and before he published it and printed it, Rav Vosner writes that he had a discussion, Chazon Ish had a discussion with him, and Rav Vosner tried to convince the Chazon Ish not to publish that Tshuva. But the Chazon Ish, as Rav Vosner writes in his Tshuva, thought that it was correct, and so he went forward and published it. So I think this is not generally known. I remember once speaking to one of Chaim Kanievsky's sons about this, and he said indeed he knew that this was the position of the Chazon Ish. The Mikra Din, that you could be Samechan the Pri Chodesh, though of course he himself personally was Machmir.